The Dancing Lion is a tiny hole-in-the-wall shop with room for only a few tables out front. The real magic happens in the back kitchen.
So you're back in our lair right now. See our chocolate space where we're doing things. These are our Zen Brownie to-go packages being put together.
Shop owner Richard Tango Lowy does all of this by hand. Later in the day, he'll meticulously glue single espresso beans to white bonbons by applying liquid chocolate with a paintbrush.
So we made these cool little espresso flying saucers. That's actually a cranberry espresso ganache. Little disc underneath to keep it upright. Hazelnut, and it's gonna get just like this.
It may be a small, unassuming shop, but its renown is growing rapidly, even internationally.
We're unique in the world. We actually have a very good international reputation because we work with these chocolate makers, who are the most respected.
Tango Lowy is highly selective when it comes to the chocolate he works with. For him, flavor is king. He studied the art of making chocolate confections in Vancouver, France, and Italy. And if you thought all chocolate was made equal, Tango Lowy will set you straight. He imports high-end batches of cacao from small farms in South America. And with each shipment come different flavors.
We don't even look for continuity or consistency in the cacao. We love the fact that it changes. So the fact that I'll do 10 of a bonbon, and we'll do that. And we'll sell them, and then they'll be gone. And we do something else. That's pretty unique.
The smallest farm he works with is a home in Puerto Rico that has 10 cacao trees. And because those trees are surrounded by banana and plantain trees, the banana flavor seeps into the chocolate.
And for me, the great challenge is every one of these chocolates has its own personality, and I've got to be able to not mess it up. I mean, our job is to bring out flavors even beyond and bring out what we see in the beauty of that piece of chocolate without messing it up.
Each of his chocolate creations tells a story. Different flavors unfold from start to finish. Some spicy, some fruity and citrusy. He'll use alcoholic concoctions, obscure South Asian grains, even bacon. And he makes it work, even though chocolate is a difficult substance to work with.
You can't just melt chocolate and use it. It's a very complex chemical beastie. And you have to crystallize it in a particular way. So we melt it. A lot of places use equipment to do that. We temper everything very small batch by hand on a New Hampshire granite slab.
While flavor is king, presentation is, well, queen. Gold dust swirling purples and crimsons create a marbled ancient effect, as though each bonbon was excavated from the treasure-laden tombs of lost dynasties. Eating one seems almost criminal, but in the week leading up to Valentine's Day, that's not stopping customers from buying bars for around $15 each. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.